This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
That was Red Sox manager Alex Cora. He was asked about Tristan Casas' comments supporting Devers, but also going as far as to say Bregman should play second. The young kids should stay in the minors. We don't need them up here yet.
Yeah, and while I'm at it, you know, why stop there? This should be the starting rotation in our pitching, you know.
In a weird way, I said this yesterday to you guys, I do think Casas said was much dumber than Devers. Devers is just looking out for his own territory, his own pride, his own job. Casas is making suggestions as to how the entirety of the team should be put together.
And he's already got 1 foot into the Hall of Fame.
Like he's Tom Brady. If you had said Tom Brady in 2017 deserves say in the Patriots, I'd go, he's not the GM, he's still a player, but yeah, he probably deserves some say. He's been around this place 17 years, he's won a lot, blah, 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 blah. Tristan Casas had the second half of one good season a year plus ago, and then was a total bust and disappointment last year. And I do think it's interesting, Fitzy. Alex Cora compared him to Curt Schilling, and we're not the competitor, not the pitcher, not the baseball player, but in terms
of terrible in the shower.
In terms of speaking his mind, and it's like, well, Curt Schilling, a lot of people think, is not in the Hall of Fame because people don't like how he speaks his mind and things he's said about a variety of topics, both political, social, teammates, personal adversities, like all of those things. So I'm sorry, if you're being compared to Curt Schilling in terms of the way you speak your mind, I'm not sure that's a compliment from the manager toward his first baseman.
Without Curt Schilling's resume, because don't forget, Curt Schilling may have been terribly outspoken, fellas, but he also led the Diamondbacks to one of the most improbable World Series wins of all time, and then he helped lead the Red Sox to the most improbable World Series championship of all time. So however you felt about him retweeting memes, what he said about presidents the day after they won the World Series, et cetera, et cetera. He got out over his skis a number of times. Was always proud of it, didn't really back down from it. Good for you. That's his business. It got him in some trouble, but he had the body of work to back it up. What has Casas done?
Nothing. Had one good, July, August, September, 2 years ago, and then missed most of the season with a weird injury. And, I mean, at this point, he's said more impactful things, good and bad, than he's done impactful things for the Boston Red Sox, right? Is that fair to say? All right, we're going to the phones then, because I just saw something that ties directly into this. 617-779-7937. We're talking Casas, we're talking Devers, and the Red Sox. And Nick in Dover has a interpretation of what's going on with Tristan Casas. So what are your thoughts, Nick?
Wow, I can't believe I'm on so soon. Thank you, guys. Tristan Casas is talking out his butt right now, but the guy can hit. And you know what? He's going to do some things. He's going to say some things. He's going to look maybe offensive to some people, but he is going to be Manny Ramirez. None of that bothers him when he's in the batter's box, and that's what matters. Tristan Casas will stand in that batter's box and break down a pitcher like Manny did. So get over it, everybody. Don't listen to whatever. If he says something that upsets you, get over it. Tristan Casas knows. He's a hitter. He's solid. He's not Manny Ramirez yet. I'm just saying he has the potential to be Manny Ramirez because it doesn't get in his head.
All right, thanks for the call, Nick.
Wait till that Netflix documentary comes out.
Well, yeah.
Talk about getting in his head.
Getting in his head, definitely.
He's going to be something on that.
But Nick came back to reality at the very end there.
Yeah.
Manny Ramirez is one of the handful of greatest right-handed hitters that's ever played the sport of baseball. Manny being Manny was a thing because he was so good, and you had to accept the idiocy, the immaturity, the whatever. Casas being Casas right now, we just said it, Ted. He has said more things of note than he's done things of note. You can't let your quirky personality or whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what he would consider himself. You can't let that get ahead of your accomplishments. Otherwise, get the hell out of here, right? Like, this is still a production business, right? We still need him. And if he goes out there and hits 35 home runs this year, Fitzy, and has 130 RBIs like Manny and bats 320, play on, play us, say stupid things every single time you do a post-game interview. I don't care because we're all simpletons. I think we're all simpletons at heart. If he puts up those numbers, we will love him. We'll embrace him. We will just smirk and be like, he's an idiot, but he's our idiot. Gosh, I love him, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, this goes back to what we were talking about at the tail end of last week, fellas. You know, the whole, you know, on Friday, Andy, we were discussing the whole thing about everything's too friendly now. Everybody's buddy-buddy. Well, thankfully, USA against Canada in the Four Nations kind of turned that old notion on its head, thank God. And look what we got, an actual thrilling result that's leading up to tomorrow night's action. And as far as hearing from Casas, this just goes into we hear from too many players. There's too many sound bites. We know too much. Years ago, we would have never heard squat like this from. You'd have heard from him once or twice, and then we'd be like, oh, that guy's kind of an enigma. Yeah, he says weird things, huh? Well, thank God I don't have to hear from him every single day. Oh, wait, no, now I do because it's the nonstop social media-filled news cycle with cable news and beyond.
Like, I get what Nick's saying. Like, I understand where he's getting at with the Manny comparison, but it's also, like, Manny, when he first got here, he'd already been in the league for 9 years.
Oh, yeah. He arrived on $160 million contract. He was already elite.
And the team had leaders. It was the core was here. There was, you know, it was you know, they didn't win until 2004, but they were building something. Here it's like they haven't made the playoffs in 3 years. You know, this hasn't been a good team really since then 2018. And they're trying to like kind of purge out the old kind of bad juju and get pros in here and get the right mindset moving forward. That's kind of how, when you look at his Tristan Casas' comments in that context, that's why it's noteworthy and worthy of our discussion because of how bad the team has been and where it's trying to go. It just, you know, it just comes off a little. Lacking self-awareness when you consider all those other things.
Tristan Casas played 63 games a year ago. He batted .241. He struck out 77 times in 63 games.
How many?
77 in a mere 212 at-bats. So one out of every three at-bats, if I'm doing that math quickly.
That's the math. You math.
Okay.
Yes.
He struck out. Does that sound like Manny Ramirez numbers?
Not really.
Not really. Mm. Not so much.
You know what they need to do? I want him to, every time he strikes out, I want to hear what he's thinking. I want him to be mic'd up and just say everything he's thinking. And then make a montage
sure
of all
that?
Those things at the end of the year. I'd like to hear just a montage of all those inner thoughts in some documentary.
Tristan, what are you doing? Come on, bro. Oh, come on, guy. What are we doing? Where are we? What are we thinking?
It's pretty good stuff.
Going in the shower with him, weird enough, seeing him naked, but seeing that scar on his shoulder, you know, it fires me up.
That was him talking about Trevor Story in the shower.
Okay.
You cool with that? You like teammates you usually, talking about you guys in the
you
shower?
You usually don't like to bring, you know, things that you see in the shower out into the public form.
Tommy Heinsohn learned that as
usually,
well.
Usually not a good.
Yeah, I saw him in the shower, and I was like, hey, we leave our baseball bats on the field. Oh, wait.
Well, I mean, if at least that would be, you know, a positive type thing.
Pizza boxes everywhere and naked dudes everywhere.
Yeah, you did it.
Oh, yeah.
You outed a whole team.
I kind of did. I kind of did. But I bet there's a bunch of guys.
Oh, come on, Andy. Who among us hasn't lived until we've had naked pizza?
I'm pretty sure I've never eaten a piece of pizza naked.
Well, you haven't lived.
You have? Nobody has in this room except Ted. Let's be a beer. Well, I've had a naked beer.
Wait, what?
You've never had a naked beer?
With my friend? No.
Oh, wait, hold on. The manner in which you just grabbed the mic and like moved forward snake-like. Wait a second. You people have had never had a naked beer? Yeah. No, I mean, Andrew.
Like a shower beer?
Nick and I used to do shower beers.
Oh, so, yeah, yeah. Oh, shower. That doesn't count. That's totally different.
What about a naked bowl of Jell-O?
All right, folks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
That'll do for WEI Afternoon. We will see you tomorrow, 2 to 6. Ted will be in
at 5.
I'm going to need a little bit of explanation on that.
When exactly context, did you? Let's talk after the show. Did that come out? I didn't mean that to come out.
That was an off-air conversation. Made its way on air. It's weird how that works. We'll just move right along. You know what? I'll take a call. We'll go back to the phone lines. Mike in the car. What are your thoughts, Mike, on this whole Devers situation?
And naked Jell-O.
How this is going to work itself out is we're not going to have too many good players for not enough spots. That's not going to be a problem. We're going to need Yoshida hitting. We're going to need Devers hitting. We're going to need Bregman hitting. We're going to need Casas hitting to beat the Dodgers in the World Series. So that's how it's going to work itself out. There's going to be, we got plenty of at-bats for everybody. Just go out there and hit.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the call.
Stiz, no homer horn on that one for Devers and
seriously.
Everyone? Come on.
He said Devers is going to help them beat the Dodgers in the World Series. Like, that's where we're going. Thank you.
Should I have corrected him? He said Devers when we screened him before, but I thought if he brought it to the air, it would kind of ruin the argument.
I feel like you lose a little credibility on your star player topic.
You don't know their names. You don't know how to. Right?
And it's not even a weird one where there's, like, I struggled for years with Marcelo Mayer. It was like, is it Meyer? Is it Mayer? Like,
it's Meyer, by the way.
Okay, Meyer.
I meant to tell you.
Meyer.
I'll just tell you now.
Well, whatever. You know what? That my point is, when he's a superstar, I'll have heard it enough to know his name.
Oh, he's such a homer. He's such a homer.
I like to say Mayer.
Actually, Jelani Tavai.
Whatever his name was who
Get
just called. Yeah, don't have to worry about Taki-Taki anymore.
Yeah, and texters like, the Patriots released Sione Taki-Taki. Who gives a flying Fandango? It's irrelevant.
Yeah, they tried to replace Mack Wilson with Taki-Taki, who was basically the same guy for Cleveland, mm-hmm. was injured all of last year, basically, and obviously now must still be either dinged up enough or not worth the $3 million he was going to get paid.
Or here's who cares? He's not relevant to either the 2024 or the 2025 New England Patriots.
Tells you, though. Right? That's where the fans are thinking, though.
Okay, well, you already knew it. You told me it. So what do you want me to talk about? I'm talking about it now. It's irrelevant. We don't care.
Maybe in the
where did Happy Andy go?
There's definitely not a lot of talk to talk about that guy.
No.
Yeah, he's gone.
I mean, could you give me like 5 good minutes? I'm not asking you to, but could you do a full TED talk on Taki-Taki?
I couldn't do a full minute on it.
Not even any of your legal pad notes from any of the games, the breakdowns, the tech. And he plays your freaking position.
I can't even remember some play he's made.
So why am I going to talk about Taki-Taki when we have
no TED Taki-Taki?
Nope.
No.
We have Dan Ball take a lappy-lappy right now.
Good Lord.
No TED Taki-Taki.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
Boy, this everything was on the rails, and then you do one naked bowl of Jell-O, and...
Yeah, no, that, yeah, you're not going to explain that on the air, are you?
Nah, I'll share it with you guys
I mean, later. You brought it up. It's not like we asked you or forced you or...
I was just having so much fun of just, you know, kind of throwing out different foods and stuff.
It's
and
true.
I went maybe too far with the Jell-O.
What else have you...
I get it, bro. We're just going to leave it there. We're not going to pursue or investigate any further.
There was somebody that was bringing up the best fried chicken fried steak in Tumble, Goodson's.
Get out of here! Someone knows Goodson's.
281.
Yeah. The 281. Somebody from the 281 is listening. The Goodson's Cafe off of the 249. You know what I'm talking about.
Is that also a food group that you? Is that also a food group you've had the nude Ted, or are we just leaving it?
You know what? I think chicken fried steak is not something I would indulge in the nude.
Gotcha. Of course, that makes perfect sense.
Right?
You dropped that on your lap.
Chicken fried. Oh man, the last thing you want are gravy scars where it counts.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? Man, Goodson's Cafe. Never thought I would get a Goodson's Cafe reference.
So is that a Texas area code listening?
Oh, yeah. That is a very famous a place known for its chicken fried steak right down the road from the Rib Tickler.
Legit?
Oh, it's
worth it?
The chicken... Yeah. It's
chicken fried steak is highly underrated.
It is at Goodson's has a very good chicken fried steak.
So if I'm ever in... Is it Tumble?
Tomball, Texas.
Tomball.
I'm ever in Tomball. I want
chicken fried steak. Chicken
fried. Go to Goodson's. Mama. For its chicken fried steak, no doubt.
617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we have odds and ends, which will bring to a close an odd and end to this show. Thank you. That's next on WEEI Afternoons.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.